You're listening to My Devotional, the daily devotional from Dr. Michael Youssef and Leading the Way.
The Glory of God's Army by Dr. Michael Youssef. To understand the supernatural enemy we face, we must study the genuine article, the original, angels. Although our culture portrays angels as relatively weak and fragile, they are fearsome creatures. They are God's Marines, Green Berets, and Navy SEALs all put together. Let's explore some of the details of the angelic realm. First, it's important to recognize that angels have individual personalities. Each one has an intellect, deep feelings, and their own will. That's why one-third of them could choose to follow Satan. Angels primarily serve to execute God's will and His plan in the lives of believers. Second, angels live forever. They're not bound by space and time. Their physical bodies do not deteriorate as ours do. Third, their celestial bodies are not like ours, but they do have a physical appearance. Daniel described one angel as having a body like topaz, a face like lightning, eyes like flaming torches, arms and legs like burnished bronze, and a voice like the sound of multitudes. Fourth, angels and the heavenly realm were created before the earth and humanity. God reveals the angelic hierarchy in Colossians 1:16 as thrones, powers, rulers, and authorities. There's a chain of command. Though Scripture doesn't tell us how many angels there could be untold millions, perhaps even billions or trillions. God is the commander-in-chief of these countless angelic beings who move with power and glory at His word. Satan has copied the structure for his own evil purposes. Fifth, angels each have a specific task. No two angels are alike, and no two angels' jobs are alike. However, each has his own task and mission to protect, preserve, and minister to the elect of God until our time is done. As we know from the story of Lazarus and the rich man, the angels will carry us all the way to the presence of Jesus in glory. As you consider the unseen battle being fought in your midst, it's easy to become fearful. But remember, when Satan fell from heaven, he took one-third of the angels with him. That means that for every demon harassing or tempting you, there are two angels fighting for you. God has deliberately given us examples in Scripture of how angels work to encourage, comfort, and strengthen us. So take heart. Heaven is on your side. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for the portrayals of angelic beings in Scripture that both thrill and comfort us. You are awesome, merciful, and good. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
If today's devotional encouraged you, we'd love to hear about it. Leave a review and share this episode with a friend who needs to hear it. My Devotional is a ministry of Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef. To learn more, visit ltw.org today.